maybe just another night at the office for Tyler Hanks, Coach Evan Franzmeier. He was pretty good, as was your team. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, that's a good solid win for us here on the road to wrap up a four-game road streak, so that's a good one to get. But, yeah, going back to Tyler Hanks, he's had a great season. He's put a lot of time in the offseason. And I told Tyler at the beginning, he's voted on as captain by our guys, and we're going to live or die with him. If he struggles, we're going to struggle. He has to stay calm and patient, and we're going to stay calm and patient. So, yeah, Tyler, his offensive game really helps us, but honestly, I think his best half is the defensive end. He's really bought into that culture, and he wants to work on that end, which is fun.
Well, you got to love it when a kid wants to work on defense, that's for sure. Another kid tonight considered. How about Anthony Creer? 4 3-pointers made coming into tonight. Makes 4 in the first half, all 14 of his points in the first two quarters.
Yeah. Anthony gave us a spark off the bench tonight. He was homesick a couple days, this last couple days. So just brought him off the bench tonight, and he was finding his shot. We always shoot well in this gym for some reason, but the pit likes our shots for some reason. But, yeah, Anthony, he can hit that shot. In our offense, we don't shoot a lot of threes. You can look. We're the lowest attempts in the conference. We don't shoot a lot. We want to get to the rack. Our athletes, we want to be attacking the hoop. So I would say inside-out threes are fine, but other than that, I don't want to see a one-shot three.
You know, it's funny you say that because against St. Mary's 2-3 zone tonight, I think if your players wanted to, they could have shot threes all night long, really.
Yeah, St. Mary's, they did a good job. I like the game plan they had. You know, look on stats, pack in a zone, make us shoot it. Unfortunately, tonight we hit them, you know, and we could have had that shot all night long. And I told those guys ahead of time, don't settle for those quick threes. We're going to have that shot all night long. Yeah. We always do against the zone.
Eric Steffen, double figures, as was Cade Rohr, 11 each, and you led 33-15. And then the third quarter, you really blew it open. You outscored them 17-2 in that third and did not allow a field goal until the final minute of that quarter.
Yeah. We stressed to the guys before we come into this game, we want 4 single-digit quarters for our defense. We want to hold them to single-digit quarters 4 in a row. You know, and we always hope for one of those shutout quarters, and we were dang close there. I think Herd Kid got a layup there at the right in the last minute, but great effort defensively from us all 4 quarters, I thought.
Coach, 67-25 final score, your 7th consecutive win. You're 9-2. We talked about it in the pregame. Let's talk about it now. South Central Calhoun coming up on Friday. That's going to be a fantastic game.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. I just saw the rankings came out today. They're top 10. They're 10th in the state right now in the rankings. Big conference game with the conference title on the line on our home floor. You can't ask
what
for
more
anything.
You want.
Yeah, you can't ask for anything better than that. It's going to be a fun night, and I know our kids are looking forward to it already. I just told them in the locker room before I came up here, I need your best 2 practices the next 2 days.
Coach, with that said, I'll let you go. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck on Friday.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.